Don't worry, guys. We always keep it PG on this podcast. We're keeping it family friendly here.
Please don't cancel us.
Oh, caught in the bad romance.
I'm not gonna join in. No, you're not tempting me, buddy.
You're not tempting. All right, so hello and welcome to the Making Waves Six Studios.
The what?
Six Studios.
Six Studios. Because
hospital.
We're all... Are you sick now?
Yeah, bro. Can you not hear it?
Yeah.
Bro, I'm struggling.
Do you
right
reckon
now.
We've got like deeper voices, like more manly voices?
After, now yeah, bro, that we're a bit I love sick. My voice when I'm sick. It's like, yeah.
It's like, oh, I'm alpha.
I'm fucking alpha.
Sub bitch.
Look at me go.
Sub.
No, but honestly, bro, after this pod, honestly, I'm going to have a nap.
Are you going to have a nap after this?
Bro, I don't know. I'm pretty fucked.
I want to go to the barber, but I really don't want to break out into like a coughing fit.
Bro, you've been having so many coughing fits.
Yeah, like if I talk too much or too fast. Or if I get my heart rate up a bit
too
much.
Why are you filming a podcast then?
Well, that's what I'm doing it for the viewers, you know?
Yeah, well, guess
I'm doing
who wasn't
it
here
for
last
our
week,
fans.
Neil. Guess who wasn't here last week, Neil?
Julian.
Yeah.
Well,
do you
okay.
have an apology?
No, yes, I kind of
do. You apologize to the people?
I have an apology. I'm sorry, guys, but I was literally on my deathbed last week.
Bro, I'm on my deathbed right now.
No, you're not. You're still swimming. Last week, bro, I literally couldn't stand up. I mean, I could, but I couldn't, like... I couldn't do anything. I was a pleb.
Yeah, you still are, mate.
Still like, I was literally just doing nothing.
Neil has swimming circles around you at the moment.
Neil's... Yeah, she... No, I'm faster.
I drowned this one.
Yeah.
You're quicker than her.
I'm quicker than her now.
You're quicker than
I
her.
Upgrade, I was slower. I was slower on Saturday when I just got back, and now I've upgraded.
Good man.
I'm a bit faster now. You're I was boy. Still slow, though. I was like...
Wait, stop fiddling,
I was mate. I was going, like, such a slow pace. Just because I can't keep
bro,
up.
Bro, you came into our lane.
I felt like a smoker.
You came into our lane, right? Well, it is your lane too.
It's my lane, buddy.
But you were in there and then I was like, oh, Killian, it's kind of bold.
Yeah, it's a bold
move. That's what I was thinking.
It was a bold move, but you know what? I'm a bold person, you know.
You are?
Yeah.
Are you going to go bold?
No, I'm not going bold. I'm going for a haircut. I'm going to try and attempt the impossible today.
Well, after
the barber, this. The barber... I'm going to try and not cough on him.
Yeah.
You know?
Are you going to tell him?
I need
gonna
a haircut.
Are you going to tell him that you were sick?
Well, no. You don't tell people you're sick.
No, you're going to tell him that you were sick and you saw... Why don't you tell him you're having an allergic reaction and then you go into coughing fits?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Or just tell him I've got, like, cancer.
No, tell your barber you've got, like, some type of throat.
But I feel like that's not a good way to move forwards in our relationship.
Oh, do you have a relationship with your barber?
Oh, yeah, I do.
I haven't gone in a while.
Don't you?
No, I haven't gone in a while.
Like, it's... I feel like...
Yeah, I think you need
I feel
to
like
wash your
honesty
hair.
Is the building block of
Neil
any
said
relationship.
You need to wash your hair before.
No. You look gross.
No.
Look at you. Literally, my hair's fine, bro.
Bro, like, you know I haven't washed my hair since
bad.
I got a buzz?
Your hair?
Yeah.
You haven't washed your hair since you got a buzz?
Well, I've washed it, but I haven't, like, shampooed it.
Oh, no, I don't wash my hair either. It's literally like
bro,
the most
my,
pointless
I don't
shit.
I haven't washed my hair since June.
I remember having this argument with you once about washing hair because you were on the other side.
Yeah,
you,
I was
you
on
got
the other
you
side.
Got moved.
I've noticed about myself. I've transformed this past like half year.
Yeah, you've become another person.
Become a new man.
I feel like we need to change your name. You're different.
Nallon.
Yeah, you've upgraded.
I've upgraded.
You've become.
I don't need to wash my hair.
You've become a better version of yourself.
I don't need to wash my hair. What else have I done?
I've
geeked out on football.
You're literally a geek.
Yeah.
Like
I was looking at stats.
I walk into
day.
Your room sometimes, and you're literally looking at stats.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
To make sure your FPL's going all right,
bro. Speaking of that, actually, can I talk about something? I've been looking at like these so-called experts on FPL, right? Telling me what to do each week. I've been looking at them. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to try something different last week. I tried something different. I didn't listen to them. No, fuck that. I didn't
You're
listen
not meant to,
them.
Buddy.
No, I didn't listen. Guess how many points I got? 66. And I was like, oh.
Is that a PB?
That's PB. Personal best. My last was like 37 while listening to the people. And I'm like, oh, damn. I like doubled it almost, right?
Yeah.
Without listening to them. And then this week, I'm like, right, I'm going to test it out again. I'm going to listen to them. I listened to them. Guess how many points I got this
week? How many?
33.
See, I reckon they're out there to rid of the competition.
They're out there to get rid of the competition. That's what they're doing.
They're literally trying to cull the competition.
They're culling.
And suckers like you get roped into it.
Bro, legit. 66 points. I mean, it's not the best, obviously.
That's why you're meant to geek out.
Yeah.
And be a nerd
about
it. I'm
doing it myself now.
It's like me when I research history shit. You don't just take people's word for it. You read books. You go in depth,
you look
mate.
At the highlights. You look at the game.
Yeah,
honestly.
Bro. You got to look at the highlights of like fucking the...
You got to look at them. You got to look at them when they were like two, right? Playing in the fields. You got to look at them and you're going to be like, right, he's going to be informed for the
what
next
kind
year.
Of mentality does this player have? Yeah.
You got to look at their Facebook. You got to look at their mum's Facebook profile. And then you got to dissect her posts from when he was a kid to now, you know?
Yeah.
Like good old Saka and his mum, you know? You just have to look and...
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Neela, it's time.
Well, wait. We haven't said welcome. We haven't welcomed our listeners.
Welcome to the
Making Waves podcast. Neela, can you give him a welcome?
Three episode 26.
I'm a fucking producer, mate.
You're the producer. You should know this off by heart. We're meant to ask you. You're not meant to ask us.
You're meant to introduce us. What's my name, huh? Introduce me.
Nolan in the blue shirt is, that's Nolan. And the guy in the white shirt with unwashed hair is Killian.
You reckon that's white?
Unwashed hair. That's Nolan has unwashed
white.
Hair as well.
That's not white.
That's not white. That's cream.
Clean.
You're wearing white.
Bro, does my hair look washed, though?
Your hair looks washed.
Yeah, well, I'm washed.
My hair looks washed. Your hair doesn't look washed, buddy.
Mate, your hair looks
your
the
hair
same
looks
as
like
his.
A rag.
Your hair looks the
Dude,
same
Dude, I could
as
literally
his,
mop the floor with your hair.
Your hair looks the same as his, mate.
Yeah. Literally have the same hair.
He hasn't brushed it yet either, mate.
We have the same hair.
I haven't brushed mine. Do you think I've brushed
You're lucky
mine?
You're not on camera. Otherwise, our viewers
mate,
will
we're
be
lucky. We're lucky you're not on camera, mate. Otherwise, we get zero views, mate.
Anyways, moving on. what's first on the agenda?
Guess the feminine products.
Guess the feminine products.
We just bagged out Neela and she
oh,
just
shit.
Did this
okay.
whole segment for us. All right, here you go, buddy. Wait, hold on. Oh, yep, there you go. Yeah, I'm giving it to you. All right, it's time. So, how does this work? So, the way this works is... Wait, actually, no.
Wait, does Neela have a photo and we got to look at it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait, let's introduce the segment for clipping purposes.
Yeah.
All right. So.
So.
Guess the. No, that's shit.
Guess the feminine product.
No, guess the makeup product.
Guess the makeup product.
Guess the makeup product.
Guess the makeup product. Damn. Okay. That's good. All right.
Okay.
Show us. Give it to us. Come on.
All right. Number one.
Well, no.
No, number
one.
We'll put it up. Number one.
Show me. The fuck is that?
Wait, tell me that again.
I've seen those before.
Oh, fuck.
I've seen those before. Neela, you have those, don't you?
No, I don't.
No. That is... That's perfume.
Is that teeth whitener?
That's perfume.
Killing
perfume. Perfume.
Oh, is it all makeup?
Oh, makeup. Oh, contour.
No.
Are you just saying words?
I'm
just gonna keep it up here.
Is that...
Eyeliner.
No.
Oh.
What the hell?
Wait, no. Show me again.
Wait, is it liquid?
Why does it have a ball over the top?
Wait, Neela, is it liquid?
Yeah.
Do you use it?
No, I don't use it.
Oh, clearly.
Is that just normal... wait, what does it say on it?
Rare beauty.
Rare beauty.
Oh, yeah, well, it is
it's pretty rare, bro.
one more guess each. I'm going to say...
How much does this product cost, you reckon?
$20 to $40.
Concealer!
Oh,
I thought I had it there.
Lip balm.
Oh, that's close.
Oh!
Lip gloss. Lip filler.
No.
Lip balm. Lip balm. Lip balm. Lip balm.
It's just the same color.
oh, bro. Glaze. Lip glaze.
Bro, if you want the glaze, you can have my glaze, mate.
Okay, give us. Just tell it to us.
It's blush.
Blush.
That's not fucking lips, mate. Blush is on the fucking.
No, it's
How's blush the same color as lip balm?
Do we have an autistic producer?
Yeah.
Do you want me as a producer or not?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, go.
Okay, yeah.
What's this?
Concealer.
Oh,
base.
Foundation.
It's more precise.
It's
a white person foundation.
No, cream. Cream foundation.
Beige foundation.
Skin color.
Bro, remember when we used to call the pencils the beige pencils skin color?
Skin color. Bro, do you reckon they still call it that at school?
Oh, 100%.
Skin color?
Skin color. What do they call it? What's the actual color of that?
No, one more guess.
No, wait, so it is foundation.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just give it to me?
Yeah, oh yeah, give it to him. I reckon give it to Kane.
It's powdered foundation.
Oh, well, that's pretty obvious by looking at the photo.
That's the same shit.
What other foundation would you have?
Liquid foundation? Then?
Yeah,
oh.
All right. Oh, colored foundation. Powdered colored foundation.
Bro.
Eyeliner. Eye filler. Eye thing.
Bro, that just looks like water paint.
Eye glaze. Eyeshadow.
Dude, can you...
Oh! You didn't even have a fucking go, mate.
Dude, what
you couldn't even guess. You said that looked like fucking...
It looks like so water paint.
It's one all. Shit. Eyeliner. Eye pen.
Dude, stop.
Pencil. Is that a pencil?
Can you stop? Can you just... You guess, then I guess, okay?
Sorry.
Okay? That is a Sharpie.
No, that's a like, you know those pencils where you can draw on your eyelids?
Those kind of... Oh, it's a paintbrush.
Oh, eyebrow.
Eyebrow pencil. Pencil.
I said that
first. Brow pencil, yeah.
Yeah. Suck it. You better win. Oh, that's... That's...
Concealer.
No. That's for the eyes.
No. That's contour.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, we have to have a deal breaker. Shit.
Two.
Just hold on. Well, don't go on Safari. Hold on, let me go on Safari first. Are you already on it?
She's already on Safari.
Okay, it's fine.
How quickly I guessed that was contour, I'm actually really concerned.
No, because Neil just went on my phone, right, and she's on Safari.
It was on a voting thing.
Okay. No, but like, dude, let's just like break this down, dude. I was meant to take longer to guess that. That was insane.
Yeah, I feel like.
I feel like I'm.
Are
a
you
bit
on the? Are you on the Get Ready with Me TikTok?
Dude, I feel like I am.
Oh no, dude! Can I tell you?
Not gonna lie though, Get Ready with Me TikTok. No. Slaps.
Okay, my secret. What's it called? My secret. What's it called when you like enjoy doing something?
Your
secret pleasure.
Yeah.
I actually like. I got a little bit too good at
your guilty pleasure.
My guilty pleasure. I started watching the Get Ready With Me's with like, and hearing, listening to the stories, right? Of the girls, whatever they did, like, right?
They're good though.
They're good. They're good stories. Not gonna lie. And then I started getting on the TikTok of my boyfriend guesses these products, and then they didn't get any of them right. And then I was looking at it like, bro, it's fucking concealer, mate.
Yeah.
And then I was like, bro, fuck. I'm a little too good at this game.
All right, let Neil get this.
And so I stopped watching it because I didn't want to be.
What is this?
You go lip first. Gloss.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Lip filler.
Lipstick.
No.
Oh.
Lip balm.
No.
Puff pastry.
What the fuck?
No.
Red lip gloss.
You're getting close.
Cherry lip gloss.
Lip glaze.
Oh, no. It's lip, that stuff that makes your lip, like, puffy.
No.
Why is it not lip gloss? It has to be lip gloss.
The wind resistance thing.
It's involved with lip gloss.
What the fuck does that
what
mean?
What the fuck?
Gloss.
No.
Eye gloss.
No.
Teeth gloss.
No.
What?
I don't know. Toothbrush.
No, bro, stop guessing these things, bro. Oh, that's actually really hard. Why does it say milk on it?
All right, okay, tell us where it goes.
It's on your lips.
Well, that was pretty obvious.
Lip filler.
Why would it be lip filler? Lip filler is for, like... It's for, like, when you go to, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's lip tint.
Oh, you have to give me that.
Yeah, I feel like I can't guess the point.
Okay.
Can I guess the point? Yeah. All right, chuck us the phone, lad.
I'm more zesty than Nolan.
Bro's been watching... I've been... I'm, like... I'm rusty. I used to be so good at those games.
That's pretty concerning on my behalf.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Do you watch those TikToks?
Yeah, I do.
I honestly just listen to it for the storyline.
Sometimes I'm just blown away by, like...
the story.
How good looking those people are.
Me too.
Yeah.
Bro, no, that's before. There used to be one...
No, before, I'm like, bro...
Bro, there used to be, like, one where I was, like, crushing on, like, real badly. But I don't know where she went.
Not gonna lie, they look better before.
They do. Some.
Some.
And you know what I've noticed about TikTok, right? Like, not for us, because you should follow us, but for other people, right? I follow them. And then I never see them again.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I see someone on my For You page. They keep coming back. I like their stuff. They always come back. Every time they post, I always see their post, you know? The moment I follow them, I never see them again. So what's the point of following? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like their shit. I do everything. And I never see it again. Instagram, when I follow them, I always see it. But then TikTok, I follow it, it's gone.
Have you seen those people that catfish people with makeup?
Yeah.
There's blokes.
No.
Or like the old Asian ladies.
Yeah.
Dude, once I was scrolling and I saw this like attractive looking female. And I kept looking at the video, right? And she took it off and it was a guy. Oh. It was like a bloke.
Were you attracted to the person beforehand?
I mean, it stopped me from scrolling. So you could say that.
So if you saw that person...
I felt so zesty.
You're attracted.
Yeah.
You're attracted. To be fair, you're attracted to a different being.
And what?
Different.
Different what?
Different thing. I don't know what the fuck.
A being.
Do you think you could pass and have makeup like...
Oh, I think it's pretty rare, especially
not
here.
Not gonna lie, girls with makeup are less attractive than girls without makeup.
Yeah. I think if you're attractive without makeup on... Oh.
What's the equivalent to girls having makeup to boys, you know what I mean? Like, what's the equivalent?
Hair?
Not gonna lie, I met this person once, and she was so attractive.
Yeah.
And she did not have makeup on. And I'm still so down bad, you know? Yeah. Oh, you wouldn't know them. But
I might know them.
No, you wouldn't.
Oh, but I might.
No, you wouldn't. That's for sure. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't know them.
So why does it matter if I didn't know them then?
Well,
you obviously know them.
No, you wouldn't. Anyways.
Well, he's not going red.
He's
a 21-year-old man. If he was going red, I'd be slightly concerned about his maturity level.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, anyways, that's what I mean. Like, just
deal
be
with
that,
it.
Be that good-looking girl that does not wear makeup, you know?
All right, it's time to talk about conspiracy theories.
Damn, okay.
Okay, I got two.
Okay.
Now, these are the ones I saw on my phone last night when I was going to bed. And you know those TikToks where it's like, they're kind of scary. Like, they put the scary music on, and then there's like the scary, like they put like backdrops of like scary faces and all that shit.
The music is like,
and it's like the guy's like saying a story, but he's like kind of scary.
Yeah.
And then there's, and then like the background is like just fucking people smiling. It looks so odd, like scary. Yeah. All right. So number one is everyone who has a phone in their hand should have a deep think about why they don't have removable batteries anymore.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I'm saying by that?
Yeah, because I can't get rid of the battery on my iPhone.
You can't. Now, there's a reason for that.
Well, I mean, you can if you were, like, really, really industrious.
But it would be very...
It would be very challenging
to
remove that battery.
So, the reason why they don't have removable batteries anymore, as we're told, is that it's for better water resistance.
Yeah, I mean...
Which is true. Okay, but make the batteries water resistant, mate.
Yeah.
Make it water resistant. And another reason is to make your phone slimmer.
Slimmer. Yeah, well, I mean,
I don't give a fuck.
No,
bro, if I could remove my battery, I would make my phone slimmer.
Bro, I don't want to walk around with a brick.
You want to have, like, a big bulky thing.
Yes, mate. I always have a bulky thing in my
fucking
pants.
I don't want to walk around with a bloody 18th century brick.
Bro, I do already have that. What's another one going to do?
No. Bro, chill. That's not... No. Like, I don't want... I like a slim phone. I like my phones how I like my ladies, bro.
Oh, shit.
No, okay.
The other reason is so then they get more money when we buy a new one because the battery is shit, you know?
Yeah.
And we can't replace it.
Yeah.
But then, again, why wouldn't you just sell replaceable batteries and then you could make more money? You know what I mean? Because people would buy that shit. You'd make more money.
Apple would probably sell them for like a grand each.
Exactly. So yeah. It's not for money.
Yeah.
Now, the reason why this is the conspiracy, right? This is the conspiracy. They reckon that the reason why they don't sell removable batteries anymore is so then you can't physically fully turn off your phone. Have a deep think about that.
What? So you're telling me that if I shut my phone down...
Your phone is never fully off, is it?
What if it runs out of battery?
No, it's never fully off, lad.
Are you sure?
Well, if it runs out of battery, yeah.
So then you can fully turn off your phone.
But you can't, right? If you were to have like a conversation with someone, even if you fully switched it off, lad, your phone would still be on.
Well, if you ran out of battery...
But you're not going to run out of battery just when you want.
Or if you want to have a private conversation, just break your phone.
Fucking do that shit. But then you have to buy a new one.
Well, yeah, but if you've got the money.
Okay, for the everyday people, right?
Yeah,
they're not just going to wait till their phone battery's flat.
Why would you be getting? Oh, I mean, yeah, that's fair enough. Actually,
you know what I'm talking about?
Oh yeah, I do understand that phones survey you. At some extent.
Yeah, right. But a battery, right, is like the only thing that they could control, right?
Like, you always got to be careful where you point your phone when you have a moment, you know?
What, bro? When you're having a wank.
You got to point right, it the right this direction.
This is very shit conversation when
you're
sitting
around. You don't want
around.
The camera to be aiming somewhere, bro.
You got to hold it like this, right? So the camera's...
just tape the camera every time, bro.
Yeah, and then, right... You gotta check your socials. You gotta check your socials because just in case you got hacked. Do you do that after you're done? Oh, you don't check your story?
No.
Oh, mate. No. I do that every time.
It was just a joke, dude.
Oh, mine's not a joke.
Bro, I just did it for the punchline, bro.
So you don't actually cover your camera?
No, dude.
You don't... Right, when you're
taking... I'm not like just sitting there like...
When you're taking a shit, right? And you gotta stand up after your shit. You put your phone in your pocket before you stand up.
Why do you even have your phone in the toilet?
Because it's the most therapeutic shit
a man can do. And also, you know when you're getting changed, right?
You don't wash your hands.
Hand to God.
Listen to me. Like I said last time, I don't know when I said this. I wash my hands after a shit. I'm not gonna waste my time after a piss.
No, that's disgusting, buddy.
How is that disgusting?
That's disgusting, but I'm not going to get into it. I want to talk about when you get changed, right? I do this, okay? I do this. Surely you do this too. I cover up my phone when I get changed. I don't want it filming me.
Oh, bro, I put it under my blanket.
Yeah, I put it under my blanket.
Like, not in the same room with your phone.
Nah.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, but like, also like...
No, but I'm watching TikTok.
No, bro, that's the most Gen Alpha thing I've heard in my life.
Bro. I am an alpha, mate. Thank you.
No, Gen Alpha is like the 3-year-olds.
Yeah. So
on this planet.
Or have you seen those TikToks with those 3-year-olds?
No.
And do like get ready with me.
Oh.
There's nothing cringier. It was like get ready with me for primary school.
There's
Shut
nothing
the fuck up.
There's nothing
Actually,
more cringe.
I swear to God, if I see you again on my For You page, I will personally text your mum on Facebook.
There's nothing more cringe than a red pill kid on TikTok.
What's a red pill kid?
You know, like the ones who like get out of the matrix, which is like fair enough. Like it's a good idea in itself, right?
But oh, like, right. They're like, my friends are out clubbing right now.
Yeah.
And I'm here grinding so that in 6 months,
yeah,
I will
and
be
they're
financially
five.
Free.
And they're five.
So, their kids, bro, who God knows what their kids are doing these days. They're probably going out clubbing.
No, like, good for him, right? But, like, he's definitely not doing anything special. He's just making videos pretending to be, like, escaping
the
Matrix.
What's the like count, mate?
The like count is bloody, like, insane.
We're doing fucking videos every fucking week, and guess how many likes we get?
No, don't start whinging about our podcast.
I'm not. Because I wake up every single day at 5 a.m. to make these fucking videos for everyone. And while my friends are out clubbing,
dude,
mate.
You're capping.
My friends are out clubbing. I'm here making
you
my videos.
You literally procrastinate it all day and do it before going to bed.
Yeah. While watching a movie.
While watching a movie.
On full sound.
Full sound. What the fuck does that mean, mate?
Like, when we're all watching a movie.
Can you stop fiddling? It's going to be affect the sound so much, buddy.
When we're watching a movie, you're literally full audio editing a video while you could have done it any time during the day.
So? It's when I like to do it, mate. You got a problem?
You definitely don't like doing it that.
No, I like doing it then.
No. It's the most inconvenient time to do it.
Yes, but killing is autistic.
Yeah.
I'm not autistic.
Yeah, you kind of are.
Alright.
You said you were.
Yeah, but for other reasons.
No, you said I listened to the podcast. Thank you very much.
You listened to it. What do you think? Oh, here we go.
And it was good. It was good, but you did say you were autistic, so
I am.
At the very start.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, it's time to talk about Killian's autistic pleasures. History fact. Do you have a history fact?
Well, no, you got a second conspiracy theory, don't you?
Oh, wait, yeah. What the fuck? We went way off track. I forgot about conspiracy theories. Where is it?
You should know your conspiracy.
Oh, okay, here. So, right beneath our feet, there is an entire city and underground tunnels built for the elites.
No, that's the most cap conspiracy theory I've ever heard. I read a book. It was called Underground, right?
Yeah.
And it was pretty much talking about all the underground networks on planet Earth, right? Yeah. It was talking about the fucking the catacombs in Paris. It was talking about Derinkuyu in Turkey. It was talking about all that shit, right? It was talking about the New York Underground, bro. There is no there is, but there is not under our feet right now. There is not under our feet right now an underground network for elites. There just isn't.
Have you dug under the ground and looked?
100% not. I can tell you, okay, there are bunkers, right? There are bunkers.
Yeah.
But there is not a whole system underneath our feet, like a whole planet underneath. There's just no.
Why not?
Because he would have written about it, bro.
Who?
The guy I read the book about.
So you trust him? You trust the fucking whoop, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I do trust.
Yes, lad.
I trust the guy whom the book I read.
Whom the book I read.
Whose book I read.
What's his name?
I can't remember.
Yeah, exactly. You don't even know his name.
No, but I remember the book.
Right, let me give you reasons why, right? So, and not reasons why, like what's in there, right? So, like the tech giants, like fucking Elon Musk and like, what's his name?
Oh, so this is
Facebook Meta guy.
A left-wing conspiracy
theory. Facebook Meta guy. What's his name?
The Facebook Meta guy. Mark Zuckerberg.
Wait, they're not friends, are
they're
they?
They're not friends. Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk are not friends.
Right, Elon Musk's staying on Earth. He's going up to the moon, actually.
Yeah, he's
going
up to the moon. Why would he be digging underground, bro?
Elon Musk. Yeah, why is it called left and right when it's moons and undergrounds?
That was not funny.
That was funny.
That was not funny.
I cooked for that one.
That was not funny.
Surely. No, I didn't cook. Oh. And then, like, the royal family, they all go down there. Like,
what royal family?
Fucking royal family.
Which one? There's
all
so
of
many.
Mate.
All of them.
Yes.
Name them.
Fucking. Okay. I'm gonna name you all the empires in the world.
Name the royal families in the world.
Okay.
There's a lot of empires. Okay. In the world.
So obviously,
which countries
England?
Have a monarchy? Known?
England.
Yeah.
Monaco.
Yeah.
Fucking Australia.
What?
Yes.
We're under England's,
yeah,
mate.
Exactly. So
it's the same thing.
Why do you?
No, I'm right though. I'm right though. Am I? I'm right.
You are right, but like,
you're Zimbabwe. Naming,
are you going to name all the British countries? Zimbabwe. Are you just saying that?
No, they do.
Are you sure?
Don't they have a royal family, mate?
I don't know. How am I supposed to know if Zimbabwe has a royal
family?
Yeah,
so why do you ask me the question as if you already knew, mate?
Because I know a few more than just Monaco and England.
Can I give you a hint?
Oh, Liechtenstein?
I don't know about that. Maybe, yeah.
Slovenia?
Now you're just naming places.
No, Slovenia has one, mate. Slovakia or Slovenia?
Bro, Slovakia does not have a monarchy.
Turkey?
Turkey? Are you sure?
Yes. Turkey has a monarchy, mate!
You know the most obvious one you could have said? Spain has a monarchy, mate.
Sweden
ask, mate. Has a monarchy. Denmark has a monarchy.
China?
I'm pretty sure Belgium even has one, bro.
Yeah, mate.
No.
North Korea, mate.
North Korea is more than a monarchy.
It's a fucking... It's a jail cell.
So continue with your conspiracy history.
That's all I had.
Is that all you had?
Yeah.
Okay. So am I doing my history fact now?
Yeah, you're doing your history fact.
Okay. Adolf Hitler's nephew fought against Hitler in World War II.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And who won? Oh, wait, no, clearly.
What do you mean? Who won, bro?
Sorry.
It's pretty obvious who won.
Yeah, no.
Bro,
so
his
nephew killed him?
No.
Oh.
No.
So, Hitler had a brother.
Hitler's not dead.
What?
Hitler's not dead.
Well, I mean, that's another conspiracy theory in itself. But Hitler had a brother, okay? And his brother had a son.
Yep.
And that son...
Had a brother.
His name...
Oh, sorry.
No. And that son, his name was William Hitler.
Oh.
And William, actually, his middle name was Patrick. So, William Patrick Hitler, right? He was born in Liverpool. So, he's a Scouse.
Oh, he's a Scouse.
Yeah.
He's happy right now. Liverpool are on top of the table right now.
Yeah, he must be happy in his grave right now because he's dead. fucking hell.
Bro, come on. Fuck.
Okay, I'm done. Okay, so he was a Scouse, right?
Was.
And he
Liverpool.
He wanted to get a job. So he went to Germany, and because Hitler was like in charge of the Nazi party, William Patrick went to Germany and he's like, "Yo, give me a job, bro." And Hitler gave him a job as a car salesman.
Oh, was it Opel. The car salesman?
Yeah, you know Opel, the car brand?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So people who buy Opel are like kind of
Yeah, Volkswagen, Opel. No, Opel and Volkswagen were not...
corrupt?
Well, I don't know. But, like, not now. Definitely not now.
Do you reckon, like, the cars, right? If... Like, you know how we watched that movie last night? What's it called? No, the night before. The Marksman? No.
Yeah, no, The Kingsman.
The Kingsman, right?
Yeah.
Good movie. I highly suggest. You know how you just managed to like make the car drive away with
yeah.
the guy and he couldn't control anything?
Yeah.
Do you reckon cars can do that? IRL?
IRL. Yeah, Tesla. Tesla does that. They have autopilot.
So you're saying Elon Musk, if he wasn't happy with you, could just make you drive to this warehouse and you couldn't do anything about it?
Yes.
What a G. Fuck yeah. Fucking Oak Elon. Yeah, you
dude,
do that.
Anyways, let me continue the story.
He should do that to all the Tesla drivers. He honestly should. He should like create like a massive jail cell with like a massive like garage where you can't escape and make all the Teslas drive in. And then he just locks them all up.
Bro.
He can't do anything about it.
Anyways, so William Patrick Hitler...
Wow,
when he went to Germany, he worked in a job and then he wanted a better job. So he kept nagging Hitler. He's like, bro, I want a better job or whatever. And he's like, nah, fuck off. And so William Patrick
sounds like a lazy prick.
No, he was all right. He was decent.
Yeah, but why was he just relying on his...
Well, then he left. He left. And then he went back to England and he wanted to enlist in the army to fight against his uncle.
Oh, so he was mad.
So he was mad, bro. And he even wrote a book, bagging him out.
Oh, wow.
He wrote a book about Hitler. And
bro,
he was like,
pissed.
Bro, Hitler's a bitch, you know?
Yeah, he's a little bitch. Look, yeah.
This was
bitch.
Before the war.
He can only take over Germany. That's all he can do, man.
Yeah. And so, but he couldn't get a job or anything because his name was Hitler. So like, people were like, nah, fuck off. He literally related to like a totalitarian, you know?
Totalitarian. That's a new one.
Yeah. So, so he moves... When war breaks out, he tries to enlist in the army and they don't let him.
Yep.
So he moves to the US to try and get a job there.
Yep.
And what are you doing?
I'm about to sneeze.
And in the US, he tries to enlist in the army and they're like, nah, fuck off. Your name's Hitler, bro. You're a spy.
Yeah, fully.
Yeah, like fully understandable.
Yeah.
Anyways, bro literally writes a letter to the president.
Oh, so he Karens it.
He Karens it, right? He writes a letter to Theo Roosevelt.
Saying how much he hates Hitler.
He's like, bro, no, I literally hate Hitler. Like, I want to fight, you know? And he literally gets in the army.
As oh, what a G.
Yeah.
So he fully got in and his last name was Hitler.
Yeah. His last name was Hitler. He got into the army. He wasn't given a weapon, I'm pretty sure. He was just a corpsman. So he was just like handling corpses.
Oh.
So, but then he actually went into like action and he got like shot or whatever.
And he died.
No. I'm pretty sure he just got injured. I'm pretty sure he got shrapnel to his foot. So.
It's gnarly.
Yeah, that's pretty gnarly. So then he comes back.
Shrapnel.
Shrapnel.
Shrapnel. Shrapnel.
Shrapnel.
Shrapnel.
That's like debris of like a
bomb.
A bomb.
Bro got bombed.
Yeah. So he comes back, has a lot of sex, has 4 kids, and changes his name.
How many kids do you want?
Not 4.
I reckon I want 3.
I reckon 3 is a good number.
I would like... What would you like? As in... type... Female sex, male sex.
What? What are you talking about?
Species. Fuck, species. Oh.
It's actually gender of the baby.
Yeah, sex.
Not like sex of what children's species
what sex
they want.
Do you want your kids to be?
What gender? Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. It's the same thing.
Same shit, different smell.
Like. I mean, people, left-wingers would say it's different, but to me, it's the same thing.
I'll go talk to you about that after a minute.
I reckon 2 boys, 1 girl.
I want 2 girls, 1 boy.
But, what do you mean, 2 girls, 1 boy?
Yeah.
You want, why?
Because.
You want to switch things up?
I want to be a girl dad.
You want to be a girl dad?
Yeah.
Dude, I reckon the girl dads, they have a really hot wife normally.
Yeah, exactly.
They normally do. Yeah. Like, they have like 3 girls and they don't have any guys for
no,
kids.
No, I want a boy.
Yeah, I want a boy, you know.
No, I want a boy to take to my football games. And then, oh no, I want a boy so then he can go play football.
So you're telling me you wouldn't take the girls to a football game?
No, I would if they wanted.
Why wouldn't you?
No, if they wanted.
That's so sexist of you.
No, if they want to, lad.
That's so sexist.
Bro, what the fuck?
Why can't a girl go to a football game?
Just because I
want to
have father-son bonding day, mate.
No, I agree with you. I want a son as well.
And then he can go play for Madrid.
Yeah.
Good old...
I want him to be black as well. So
good old fucking Cyprus.
Bro, I swear, dude.
Bro, dude. Fuck. That's actually such a good name.
Stop calling your kid naming your kid after a country.
What like, do you think honestly, of Cyprus, Neil?
I was going to say something really racist, but I'm just going to stick at that. Because I think that's...
Yeah. Cyprus not even a country anymore.
It is a country, bro.
It's not anymore.
It's a country,
not
buddy.
Anymore.
It is a country.
It's a fucking...
It's a country.
A war zone, lad.
It's a country.
It's a war zone.
It's not a war zone at the moment, I'm pretty sure. I don't think there's a war in Cyprus at the moment. There always is, but I don't think at the moment
isn't
there
Cyprus
is.
Cyprus in Israel?
In Israel.
What?
Cyprus is not in Israel.
Didn't you go to Cyprus when you went to...
No, I didn't. Cyprus is an island off the coast of Greece.
Oh, they're fine.
No, normally there's a
Cyprus
war...
Cyprus is such
normally there's
name.
A war on Cyprus between Greece and Turkey, because Greece and Turkey don't get along. There's oh. beef. There's beef since the dawn of time.
Oh.
People don't like people from Turkey. People don't like people from
Greece.
Used to
be Greece. The dinosaurs having beef with other dinosaurs, and now it's... The humans having beef with humans.
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you reckon, right, in like, how long ago were the dinosaurs?
I don't fucking know. Like, what, like maybe 10,000 years ago?
10,000?
No.
Yes.
More. No, I think 10,000 years ago.
When? No.
No, a bit more, a bit more, a bit more, a bit more.
Let me search this up.
I'm pretty sure there was humans on Earth while there were dinosaurs. There still are dinosaurs around, you know that?
Fuck off, mate.
Crocodiles.
Fuck. Crocodile ain't a fucking dinosaur, mate.
It is a dinosaur, buddy. Yeah, the lizards.
Fucking chickens well, as well, mate.
No, chickens are not
mate.
Dinosaurs, buddy.
Yeah, that's fuck off, mate. Oh, all right, how long ago was it, mate?
I don't know.
10,000 years ago, lad? Mr. History Geek.
It's fuck. Not history, mate.
245 to 66 million years ago.
Okay, there you go.
All right, do you reckon in 245 million years... They'll be, like, discovering humans, like, whatever the fuck's next.
Probably, to be honest.
You know what I mean?
We'll probably go extinct really soon, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, soon, on the time frame.
Why not soon? Why not soon?
Because, fuck, mate, I've got stuff to do.
Yeah, I know you got so, I know you got stuff
got
to do, but...
to do. I can't go extinct
there could
yet.
Be something that wipes us out entirely, like, tomorrow, or right now.
Yeah, and then fucking... What'll find us next? Like, the... Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Bro, you know how we found the dinosaurs?
Yeah. Oh, what will find us next?
What will find us?
Probably like another species of human.
Like the rats turning into like a some form.
Probably of actually, rats turning into like some sort of massive, you know.
Or cockroaches. Cockroaches freak me the fuck out.
Mm.
Last night, I went to the kitchen to grab a drink of water. Guess what I saw on the ground? Fucking cockroach. Do you think I got a drink of water? I went straight back to my room, mate. I didn't drink water.
You're a pussy. Anyways, let me finish my story.
You would do the exact same shit, mate. You would do the exact same
shit. Let me finish my story. Okay. So you had four kids, right? And the kids made a pact to not have any more kids because they want to get rid of the bloodline. But one of his kids, his name is Adolf. So that's yeah, Adolf Hitler. So yeah,
why if he hated his
yeah, I know it's weird, eh? Why would you name your kid Adolf if your uncle literally killed millions and millions of people, and his name was Adolf Hitler?
And did they end up? Did they end up protecting themselves, or did they end up having kids?
No, they don't. They die. I'm pretty sure they're still alive, but they're not gonna have kids. Because they're like 70.
Oh, they're still alive?
Yeah. His kids are alive.
What about his nephew? Is he still alive?
No, his nephew's dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's sad.
See, I've got a conspiracy theory of my own.
Is Adolf still alive?
I think his nephew actually liked Adolf. And they were close. And he was a spy.
I reckon.
This is my conspiracy theory. And I think he probably housed Adolf when Adolf left Germany after the war.
Well, if
he
I'm did. Sure they would keep if a close eye on bunker. The other Adolf kid. I mean, the Hitler kid.
That's my thing, right? Why would you name your kid after your grandfather? No, not your grandfather. Your uncle.
Because after the war, if they you formed didn't a like good relationship him. Because Adolf was still alive.
Yeah.
So then they were like, right, I'm religious, so I'm going to name my firstborn Adolf.
No, his firstborn's name isn't Adolf. It's no, Alexander bro, Adolf.
Fucking flow cunt.
Yeah, okay. Whatever.
His firstborn... was Adolf, and myth busted, mate.
See, I don't understand. Why would you... There's so many other names, you know?
Yeah. I agree. All right, I want to play a game with you, mate. I want to play a game.
Okay.
This is called Wavelength. Have you heard of the game?
Wavelength, no.
So I'm going to hold up a number.
Yeah.
With my hands. 1 to 10. You have your eyes closed, and then after that, I'm gonna tell you a bunch of products, right, or things, right, and based on that, you're gonna guess what that number is, right? So say like an apple to me is like a 4 out of 10.
What?
On like the taste scale, you know.
Oh, okay. So I gotta rate the thing.
Really?
No. You gotta guess. I'm gonna give you a bunch of things.
Guess your rating.
You're gonna ask me a bunch of like things, and I'm gonna give you a rating out of it, right? I'm gonna give you like, wait, no. Sorry, let me restart. So wavelength. You're gonna close your eyes. I'm gonna put my hand up 1 to 10, and then Neil's gonna have a look, right?
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna tell you a bunch of things. Based on what I like or don't like or...
Oh, meh, okay. You know? So the number meh. Is out of 10 and that's how much you like the things you're going to list.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you know what I mean? Sense. Yeah.
All right,
okay.
Close your eyes. Okay, open your eyes.
Okay.
You see it?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, good. I'm going to say the beach. And then...
This could be a either low or a high ranking.
iPhone storage full. I'm sorry, but it's full.
We're going to have to call it.
Should we just keep going with your voice? Because we're not going to clip this.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so Killian's camera's off, by the way, guys.
Yeah, my camera just turned off.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to say...
Multiple times.
I'm going to say... Fuck, I'm stuck. Oh, shit. Why did I pick such a shit number? Fucking... Neil, help me out. Fucking...
I don't know what you like.
Shit.
You gotta tell us, mate. You're the one who came up with the game.
All right. I'm gonna say Dortmund. And then I'm going to say...
I'm starting to get an idea of what this number is.
I'm going
to
say...
Is this out of 10?
Yeah. And I'm going to say blueberries.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to say...
I know, mate.
What number?
No, keep
going. Okay. And then I'm going to say...
Come on.
M&M's.
M&M's.
Really?
And I'm going to say coconut sugar.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's 6.
Oh, fuck. It was so close.
It's 5, isn't it?
No.
What is it?
7.
7?
Yeah.
Do you like blueberries that much?
Yeah, fucking.
Bro, I thought it was going to be mid.
Nah. All right, you hold up a number real quick and then...
Okay, close your eyes.
All right. Oh, wait, no, the reviewers won't know. Shit.
What?
Wait, I'll hum and you say the number. Oh.
No, I'll just say it there.
Okay, but Neela won't see it. Oh, I saw it.
Okay, start again.
No, do you
want to
say it to the camera?
Oh, no. Yeah, Neela say it quietly.
No, bro, no.
For the viewers, mate.
Wait, the viewers can... Dude, I'll tell the number at the end. The viewers will try and guess.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's good, actually.
Okay.
All right, go.
Did you see?
No, I didn't see shit.
Okay.
All
right,
go.
All right. I'm going to go... Fuck, this is actually hard on the spot, isn't it? Yeah, it's hard to
think of it, right?
Okay. Feminists.
Well, fucking one, mate.
Wait, I'm not done yet. I'm going to try and trick you. What?
No, but they have to be all on the same level, Killian.
Huh?
They have to be all on
the same level. Yeah, they're on the same level in my head. It could be on your head, your head differently.
This is above 3, you're getting bashed.
What?
All right.
Sorry. Bruh, chill. I'm going to say mashed potato.
Bro, it's still, if this is above 3, you're getting bashed as well. You're getting mashed into a mashed potato, mate.
Bro, you're a mashed potato, buddy.
All right.
Your head's a mashed potato. What's another one?
am I getting tricked here? I'm going to get tricked here.
Nut bars.
Nut bars?
Yeah.
Bro, this is a 2.
Oh, fuck.
Did I get it? Bro, thank God. Bro, I thought you were going to say, like, feminist, like, number 7. I swear to God, I was going to be...
See, this game is pretty mid, because the thing is with this game, right, if you say a number that's on the ends of the spectrum, people are going to know how good or bad.
Yeah.
You know? It's such an easy game to guess.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go in the middle...
See, if I was like, oh, Madrid.
Yeah, 10.
Or if I was like, Killian, then like 1.
Bro, that was...
All right, was so Killian's phone storage is down, so unfortunately we're going to have to cut this episode off short.
Yes.
I was going to talk about something very important, but...
Well, what are you going to talk...
I was going to talk about the election.
Next one.
The election?
Yeah, we'll talk about it next time.
Okay.
All right. Well, actually, no, we can address it now.
Can we?
It just won't be clipped.
No, but it needs to be clipped.
No, I feel like we don't have to clip the election part. We can just talk about it. What do you make of the election?
Right. So, I'm not going to say who... Obviously, I'm not going to say who my political views are, right? I'm not going to say anything about that because I don't want to get cancelled or anything. Not saying I'm on one side or the other, you know?
So you're trying to not get cancelled?
I'm getting Switzerland here, all right?
You're going Switzerland mode.
All I'm saying is there is a particular group...
Oh, I was just going to talk about how Trump won.
There is a part... Well, Trump won, yeah.
Yeah.
There is a particular group of believers...
Yeah.
...who... seem to, I don't know how to say it, more rather than not, no.
More than less?
More than less, yes, more than less. They seem to have their beliefs and they won't listen to anyone else's beliefs.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to let the imagination decide which group it is.
Yeah.
But I think you have a certain idea. See, I just want to... talking about.
I think, regardless of the situation for anyone, right?
Yeah.
You got to look at it like you don't really have a choice, do you? Like, bro got voted in, right?
Yeah.
it was democracy at its finest.
Yeah.
Right? People voted. People got, some people got what they voted for. Some people didn't. And that's what happens with democracy, right?
Yeah.
You sometimes get what you want, sometimes you don't. But at the end of the day, it's the people's choice, right? Yeah. And people are going to say, no, but most people it's wanted rude. Kamala to win, you know. No, they didn't, right? You look at the votes, right? Most and clearly Trump won. Even in the votes, like, it was not just a swing state thing. It was the votes, right? So if you have your qualms with Trump getting into office, I say to you, relax. It's all right. I don't think the earth will shatter.
I don't think Trump will be like, right, no women are allowed to have an abortion.
No.
He can't. He doesn't have the power to do that.
And I'll just say this. People say Trump's a sexist. No, he isn't. He actually appointed many female staff to his thing, and he actually gave
the... He kind of just, like, gave away what my beliefs were.
He gave the first female chief of staff, you know?
Yeah.
No one else ever in history has done it. So people are going to say, right, he's a sexist. No, he's not. And he gave that job to that woman, not because she's a woman, but because she deserved it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's beautiful.
Right. Well, anyways, what I was going to say was...
Yep.
I think that... So...
Bro, just say what you're going to say, bro.
I'm struggling to say it, not even because I don't want to say it.
Just say it, bro.
No, I don't know. I can't find the words because I'm autistic.
Just give me a few ball points and I'll expand for you.
Okay. They only think that they're right and they won't listen to anyone else. Yes. Right? This is what I'm thinking. Like, they think that they're so educated.
Yeah.
And then they don't listen to any other side. They just hear what they want to believe. And then they don't hear the other side of the story.
Well, I think that's the problem with modern education.
Yeah.
Like, people go to uni, right? And they think that because they're at uni or, like, because they're learning something that's very hard to learn, which is commendable, right? But they think that they're smarter than other people who don't do that necessarily. Yeah. And I think that's the problem, right? Because if you think you're smart, then you're probably not very smart.
Yeah.
Like, you there's probably a long way to go. And I don't think anyone...
And have a think about this, right? Do you think the government would teach something he wouldn't want you to learn? And schools and universities, if I'm not mistaken, are run by
the government.
The government.
Yeah.
Or the president.
Yeah.
And why would the president or the government tell you something that he didn't want you to know?
Exactly.
So you're not really educated.
You're not really educated. You're just indoctrinated, you know? Yeah. Which sounds like a conspiracy theory, but it's kind of true if you break it down. It's kind of
true if you break it down.
That's our take on the election. Yep. I just think people got to chill, you know? It's not the end of the world. I think Trump...
Australians, bro, chill.
Yeah, Australians have nothing to do with America. Yeah. Like, I think you just got to chill. Like, yeah. I know America's a big country and they have a big sway on
people's
global
votes.
Politics, but also, like... I think people just got to chill, you know?
Yeah.
He's not Hitler. He's not going to fucking destroy...
No, we don't know that yet, mate.
Well, no, because he's been in turn before.
Yeah, he has. And
you've all seen...
Let me ask you this final question to finish the pod. These last 4 years in America...
Were they any better?
Have they been good?
No, that's my question.
Have they been better?
I'm going to evolve that question for you. These last 4 years... Have they been any better than the previous 4 years before that? Yeah. That's our finishing question.
Finishing question. We're not even going to say anything about it. Yeah. Have they... That's what we're going to leave you with, and you can comment it. Have the last 4 years been better than the previous 4 years?
You truly ask yourself that. You just look at the statistics, you know? Yeah. Ask yourself.
Because, quite frankly, if I'm looking back...
Well, don't answer it.
I'm not going to answer
let
it.
Let our listeners... You know,
answer it.
Take a deep dive into it, you know?
Deep dive into it, lads.
So that's just our take, you know?
Yeah.
So thanks, guys, for listening. Thanks for hearing us out, you know?
Thanks for hearing us out while we're sick.
Yeah.
I feel like...
We are a bit sick.
All right, thank you.
I think it was a good episode.
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was pretty good. Bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.